Blackstone Audio presents The Cold Spot by Tom Piccirilli. For Michelle, warm everywhere, and Ken Bruin, dark-hearted poet with soul ablaze. I hated what I had to do, but the devil drives. Ken Bruin, The Killing of the Tinkers. Part 1. Chase was laughing with the others during the poker game when his grandfather threw down his cards, took a deep pull on his beer, and with no expression at all, shot Walcroft in the head. Only Chase was startled. He leaped back in his seat, knocking over some loose cash in an ashtray, the world tilting left while he went right. Jonah had palmed his .22 in his left hand and had it pressed to Walcroft's temple, a thin trail of smoke spiraling in the air and the smell of burning hair and skin wafting across the table into Chase's face. You'd think it would be disgusting, acrid, but it was actually sort of fragrant. There was almost no blood. One small pop had filled the hotel room, quieter than striking a nail with a hammer. It didn't even frighten the pigeons off the sill. Walcroft blinked twice, licked his lips, tried to rise, and fell over backward as the slug rattled around inside his skull, scrambling his brains. The whites of his eyes turned a bright, glistening red as he lay there clawing at the rug, twitching. The others were already in motion. Chase.